Since 2021, Republican-led efforts have created a wave of new laws targeting the LGBTQ community. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Burke Johnson reports, some non-binary, trans, gay, bisexual, and pansexual candidates are pushing back in this year's elections.
On a recent Sunday morning in Sparks, Nevada, spring was in full bloom. Kids were riding bikes, people were working in their yards, and a young couple was canoodling on the grass at a neighborhood park. But Nettie Stevens didn't have time to savor the warm weather. They were busy pounding the pavement.
Hi, my name is Nettie Stevens. I'm a Democratic candidate running for the next state senator for District 13.
With Nevada's primary on June 14th, Stevens is in full campaign mode.
Affordable housing, really making sure we're protecting tenants, supporting our small businesses, and having open and honest conversations about mental health care. Those four issues out of the myriad different issues.
We own our own small business, so that's a huge issue for us as well.
Stevens is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. According to the Victory Fund, a nonpartisan political action committee, the number of non-binary, trans, gay, bisexual, and pansexual candidates has grown by 16% since the last election. But right-wing backlash against that progress has been fierce. The Human Rights Campaign says, last year saw the most new anti-LGBTQ laws in recent history. In our region, lawmakers have already introduced nearly two dozen such bills since January. For example, Arizona legislators want to stifle conversations about gender identity in schools. An Idaho bill would allow school boards to prohibit on-campus clubs and limit student advocacy.
It's difficult, especially when you feel like rights that we have worked so hard to achieve and have recognized are being actively stripped away.
Sean Rieger is with the Montana Human Rights Network. He says the state's LGBTQ community is seeing higher levels of harassment and discrimination. Last year, Montana's Republican-led legislature banned trans students from playing on teams that match their gender identity. Lawmakers also made it harder to change the gender on birth certificates and allowed discrimination against the LGBTQ community on religious grounds. In response, Rieger's network helped establish a support group for the families of trans and non-binary folks. The wave of anti-LGBTQ laws has also prompted some people to get involved more directly, like Democrat Jacob Torgerson, a gay man running for Montana's House of Representatives.
It lit a fire in my stomach, and I decided that I can't sit back and watch this happen.
Torgerson estimates he's knocked on almost 3,000 doors. He says people mostly care about bread and butter issues, like the high cost of housing and childcare. According to Torgerson, the laws targeting LGBTQ rights just aren't popular. He chalks that up to Montana's live and let live attitude.
You don't care who your neighbor is sleeping with. You care that they're not an asshole. You care that they're not threatening to shoot your dog.
Some national polling suggests anti-trans laws aren't even that popular among GOP voters. 46% of Republicans surveyed by the left-leaning firm Data for Progress said the government should stay out of decisions about gender-affirming care. Kimmy Cole, a trans woman running to be Nevada's next lieutenant governor, says those laws are making her community feel like the whole world's turning against them.
I personally view it as borderline criminal to put forth that kind of anger and hatred simply to score political points.
Cole, who's a Democrat, is focused on addressing climate change and drought. She also wants to connect with Nevadans who feel left out of the political status quo. Cole says that's only possible thanks to her gender transition and the feeling of authenticity it gave her.
It makes it very easy for me to, generally speaking, to connect with and talk with people from various different backgrounds.
Nettie Stevens isn't focusing their campaign on gender identity either, but they do want to set an example for other non-binary people, especially the young folks whose classrooms are on the front lines of the culture war.
Being able to see themselves represented like in a space is something that I want to be able to give to these students because they deserve it.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Burt Johnson.